take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
Brought to you by the Gab Radio Network. And now, David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
As an entrepreneur, you're probably like me and read the business section a lot, and I can't imagine a day going by where you hear about a major brand we're all familiar with having financial troubles or just going by the wayside. And that's perfect for us entrepreneurs, because with today, with modern technology and all the things changing in the world, us small brands are getting, it's leveling the playing field. We have a whole new way to get out there. So today, our guest is an expert on the subject. Her name is Nicole Airtas, and she's written a book, Free Range Brands, and that's what we're going to talk about today. She's an expert with companies she's done work with. She's helped companies from Jim Beam, a good name, Wrigley, SC Johnson, Mike's Hard Lemonade, Johnson & Johnson. The list goes on and on and on to names you recognize. But I want to talk to her more about some of the things that can help us today. So, Nicole, thank you for joining Lisa and I.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So,
it's great to have you.
Tell us a little bit. I mean, what prompted you to write this book?
Yeah, well, you know, I have been working with some of these big global brands for over 20 years, and more and more they're trying to figure out how they can be like these new up-and-coming brands. And this is a huge shift from, you know, 10 years ago or even seven or eight years ago when these big global brands really didn't think that they had anything to worry about with these smaller brands. And now they're trying to emulate them. And so I really started looking at what was making these younger brands different. And it wasn't just that they, could come out with a lot of passion and risk and do things that the bigger brands couldn't. But I started to see some consistent patterns in what these newer brands were doing that really some of the larger brands could be doing, but they're not set up to do it. And so I call these the free range brands, because the real difference is that the traditional big brands were built in an era of one-way message and controlled communication. And the new brands are building community, and they're embracing the two-way environment we live in.
I love it. I think that's why social media has grown, et cetera. In your book, you talk about four new consumers who can make or break your brand. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I call them the lords, lovers, hackers, and hawks. And these really just come from the idea that consumers want to participate in your brand. They don't want to just be, receptive to a one-way message. Really, the brands that are doing this right are shifting from making the brand the hero in their communications to making the consumer the hero. So Lords are a modern-day influencer. In the past, influencers used to be celebrities, but today everyone has some form of a following. So how do you tap into that? The lovers, they want to connect on shared values. Today, as brands all head towards commoditization, how can you connect on values and not features and benefits? Hackers want participation. They want to co-create or interact with your brand. They don't just want to be on the receiving end of what it is you make as a brand leader. They want to help build your brand, and there's a lot of ways to do that. And then hawks, they really want to make sure that you practice what you preach. We know that today is the world of transparency, and this has really unleashed generations of old distrust of companies. And now hawks are in power, and they know it. And you need to really think about everything you do from top to bottom to make sure that you're appeasing your hawks.
I think today's political world is a great example of that.
Because yeah, it really is.
No matter what side you're on, there are hawks watching every single move. I would never be a politician today. I wouldn't want to be even some of the celebrity brands.
it really is. And largely this campaign was largely activating the hawks, and it was what we saw a lot of.
Good point. So what are some of the defining traits of a free-range brand?
So free-range brands primarily are more agile. I'd say first and foremost, they really think about how to make the consumer the hero and how to facilitate the conversation. A free-range brand is a brand that looks at their role in building and leaders of a community and facilitating a conversation with that community versus being a product that just wants to talk about what it is and what it does. And that's really the key difference between a product and a brand, and really a brand that has to be relevant today. But to do that, there's things that they can do by being more receptive and being more adaptable to what's going on in the world versus just, you know, kind of sticking with the same old tried and true method of pushing out messages in a one-way form. I think a lot of brands today think just that they're on social media makes them, you know, contemporary, but really it's how you use social media. Are you using it as a way to dialogue with your consumers, or are you using it just to push out your messages?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask that, Nicole, that we need some, you know, advice in terms of for people who are new to this, who they want to have a free range brand. How do they do that interaction more? Would they say, you want to learn more about this? You know, tweet me here. And then there's got to be somebody who's going to get back to them, right? You can't say tweet for more info and then kind of leave them hanging.
Yeah. And, you know, just on that point specifically, that's one of the reasons why I think it makes a lot of sense to just really focus your social media efforts. Because when you are all over the place, it's really hard to be interactive. Really, I mean, you know, any small business, there's only so much you can do aside from actually running your business. And to be out there trying to put yourself on social media, if you're not doing it in a way where you're interacting with the people that interact with you, you're missing a really big opportunity. And that might be an opportunity to pull back and just focus maybe on one platform or one area where you can really start to cultivate that community versus spreading yourself so thin that you can't react to your audience or to your fans or to your community, because ultimately that's not going to set you apart.
That's a great point. You have something you say, though, called hide your brand and see your fans grow. I mean, what do you mean by that? That's an odd statement.
Yeah. So this really gets to the Lords. You know, the Lords today are the modern day influencer. And in the past, this used to be celebrities and celebrities touting your brand. But today, everyone has some form of a following. And these people, it's anybody with a Facebook page or a Twitter feed or Instagram or Snapchat, they want to be recognized and seen by their followers. But they wouldn't put anything out there if it was already known, right? So, you know, the old world of the Super Bowl being the place to be, once a Super Bowl ad has been aired, it kind of loses its cachet very quickly today. So the idea here is that Lords value discovery. They want to elevate their status with their followers, and the way you can help them do that is, as a brand, give them information or insights or something that you have that might be something that's of value to them and their followers. So really helping them elevate their own status. We saw Taco Bell do this quite a bit when they would invite their loyal followers to come try new products. And then those followers would tweet out or share with their community something special that brand did just for them. So rather than going bold and sharing everything with everyone, find the key people in your community that could be your best influencers to their communities, and give them special access to information that the world doesn't have. We're seeing
make
more and more of this, you know, with like pop-up stores or even Spotify giving you your unique music every week to be able to bring value to your audience to say, hey, look at something I found.
Yep. No, some great advice in making them the hero in this sense. And your book has a lot more advice. So your book, really, it sounds like any of our listeners or entrepreneurs could benefit greatly in trying to build their brand.
Thank you.
And so your book is out now, because I know it's a newly published book, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So our listeners can get it by going to your website, freerangebrands.com. And I invite everybody to go check it out, because you're bringing up some great things. We talk about some of these things from time to time, and especially in social media. Everybody wants to get out there and be on all the different networks. I love the tip. If you don't have the time, drop down to maybe the one or two where your ideal audience is and interact with them.
Yeah, thank you.
So some great advice, but we're going to run out of time today. So we invite everybody, finish up your cup of coffee. The 10 minutes is almost up. And so I want to thank Nicole Airtos for joining us today. She's got a great book. We invite you to check it out, Free Range Brands. And so there's just so much out there, because the big brands are falling. It's now time for the no-name brands, us entrepreneurs, to rise up. And by being a little bit flexible and fluid, we can get our brands out there and take over a market. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. We want to thank you for joining us, and check us out on the 10minutemarketer.com.